speaking about things they've seen on the TV, speaking about things insensibly. They'll watch a rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Do you see?
We're back.
Hey!
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the belated, delayed WatchWithMothers.net podcast number 40. Happy anniversary,
Napoleon. Happy anniversary. Don't panic. Don't panic.
What's that, Mr. Manning?
I'm just getting us back into the TV mood. Thought I'd throw in a few catchphrases. Don't panic.
It's Wackaday.
What's that one about the Audi Quattro? It's popular at the moment.
Shut that door.
Shut that door. Anyway, we're back. We're very sorry, aren't we?
We are very sorry. And to commemorate us coming back, commemorate. We are having a special episode today, in which Napoleon's going to take the helm. It's a bit of a mystery tour for me, and you've got a project you'd like to unburden yourself of.
I have indeed, yes. I thought that today, as opposed to doing a thing about news or a celebrity or anything, because a celebrity ones take ages, don't they?
Yeah, they do take a while, yeah.
Right, so we're going to do that in a few weeks, but to sort of fill the gap, we're going to do Mike Reed's pop quiz from off of the olden days. You remember that?
Mike Reed, Frank Butcher, you mean?
Not that Mike Reed, not Run Around, not that fella. Mike Reed, the DJ, off of Radio 1.
Off of Saturday Superstore.
Off of Saturday Superstore, and wasn't he also, did he have any part in the multicoloured swap shop?
He might have been on the road for Noel, yeah, I'm not sure he was in the studio.
I know that Noel invented Mike Smith, but he might have invented Mike Reed as well, I'm not really sure.
Did he have what's this, Jukebox Jury, is it?
Well, it was essentially a pop quiz. It ran in the 80s. At one stage, it had regular team captains such as Robert Plant off of Led Zeppelin.
Are you sure about this? When was this, the 80s?
I'm sure about this. It ran from 1981 to 1984, presented, as I say, by Radio 1 DJ Mike Reed, who was the man who banned Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood off of the radio. He wouldn't play it.
Well, don't blame him. It's awful.
Well, it's awful, but it was also lascivious. He wouldn't have it.
Right. Yeah. So he was one team captain.
And the other team captain was Bevnus Bevanias off ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra.
Give me one of the. I'm not that familiar with ELO. Can you give me one of their songs?
Mr. Blue Sky is living here under the ceiling, something like that.
Right.
There was the one at the end of Boogie Nights where he gets his willy out.
Oh, right at the very end.
It's a living thing. Da-da-da-da-da-da. What a terrible thing to doobie-doo. That one.
No, I'm still not that familiar, but anyway.
I'll tell you the one they did do.
What's that?
A place where nobody needs to go. They call it Xanadu. Do you remember that Olivia Newton-John song?
Yeah, vaguely, is that? Yeah.
That's got ELO in the background. They're playing away. ELO. Think of a really bad quality disco Beatles.
Okay, I've got you. With afros.
Well, a couple of them had afros. So anyway, the drummer off of ELO was one of the team captains. A few facts for you. 1984 saw the final edition, and it featured a face-off between one team was Spandau Ballet, and the other team was Duran Duran. Imagine how awful that would have been.
Well, that would result in bloodshed, because they were sworn enemies.
They were, at the time, in 1984, they were. I mean, it was a bit like the 80s equivalent of Blur and Wasis. Do you remember them?
Yeah, but with more sequins.
With more sequins, bigger hair. But I don't know if any. Well, no, they clearly didn't get killed because Spandau Ballet had a comeback not that long ago, didn't they?
They did. They were under Jonathan Ross, and they belted out the hits like it was the 80s all over again.
So true. Funny how it seemed.
Gold.
Gold.
Always
believe in your soul. Yeah, all that.
Yeah, so this is. Are you going to be Mike Reed?
Yeah, I'm going to be Mike Reed, and I don't know if would you like to pick an act. Usually, what happens on that is there's three contestants each side, but obviously because there's only you, you're just going to play Mike Reed's pop quiz, but on your own. So, I mean, if you'd like to imagine yourself as six people, but all rolled into one man, have you got a name?
Well, I don't have six names.
No. You imagine you're Matt Bianco.
Right.
Yeah, Tony Adley.
Yep.
Yep. Erhoff of Bananarama with a curly hair.
Hang on. Bianco Hadley.
Are you there?
Yep, Bianco Hadley Rama.
Right. Paul Young.
Young.
Yeah?
Yep.
Mel off of Mel and Kim's.
And
off of Ultravox.
Vox. So I've got to be so I need a name that encapsulates the merging of Bianco Hadley, Rama, Young and Kim and Vox.
Yeah.
Clive?
Yeah, that'll do. Watching TV in our hands. Get out the mini chanders. It's watch with mothers. It's watch with mothers.
Right, well, full steam ahead.
Okay, right, well, I'm going to be Mike Reed, obviously, as we've established your class. So I'll put on my DJ voice. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Right, my name's Mike Reed, and welcome to Pop Quiz. And then, what, some music. I don't know how the music went. Do you know how the music went?
No, but usually people use either Led Zepp's Whole Lot of Love or The Wizard by whoever did The Wizard.
Wizard?
By Paul Hardcastle.
Oh, Paul Hardcastle, he did down, 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 down. No, he didn't. Didn't Paul Hardcastle do 19? No, 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 19.
I think he might have done all of those, and he did The Wizard, which went down, da da down, da 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 down, boom, for Top of the Pops.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I prefer Zeppelin, obviously, because I'm an old fart. So we'll go with da 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 da. Oh, that's not going to do us up the chittering copyright, is it?
Nah. No one listens
to
this.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, whatever. Welcome to the pop quiz. Hello, Clive. Are you okay?
I am. I'm having a lovely time.
You're having a lovely day?
Yes.
That's lovely. Right, well, we'll launch straight into it with round one, which is your individual round, Clive, and it's about Queen. Do you know anything about Queen?
Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, all that business.
Not Her Majesty the Queen, obviously, but Queen, the rock band Queen.
The mustachioed homosexual.
But let's not go into that. It is the 1980s, and people still don't approve of that sort of thing.
The racists.
They are racist. I agree with you, Clive. Anyway, question one. Brian May's lovely curly hair is rumoured to be a gift from the Norse god of rock, Paul McCartney. Is this true or is it false?
I would say that's true.
Ooh, I'm very sorry about that, Clive. It's false. It was actually given to him by the King of the Sheeps. Right, so question two. Freddie Mercury's real name is Farouk Banana Balsara. But what is Colin Taylor's real name?
Colin Baxter.
Ooh, it's Baloo Abdab Ball Bearings. I'm very sorry about that, Clive.
Never mind.
So far, you've got no points. And finally in this round, what does reclusive bassist John Deacon play his guitar with?
Is it his penis?
No, I'm afraid not. It's with sausages, Clive. So at the end of that round, I'm afraid you've got no points. Sorry about that.
I was close with penis and sausage.
Well, admittedly, yeah, a penis is a bit like a sausage.
So, could I have a point?
You can have, half a point. Okay. Will that do you, Clive?
Yes, I'm up
for okay.
that.
Okay, cowabunga! Let's get on to the second round, which is your team round, Clive. So, obviously there's only the one of you, but, it doesn't matter. Are you ready, Clive?
Yes.
Okay. Name three of the five number one hit singles either by or featuring Justin Timberlake from Off of the Future.
Cry Me a River.
No, I'm afraid not.
How many have we got to do?
Three of the five number one hit singles either by or featuring Justin Timberlake, Off of the Future.
Sexy Back.
That's one.
I'm sure Cry Me a River got to number one, Mike.
It certainly didn't.
I don't know any other songs by Timbers.
You could have had Sexy Back by JT, or you could have had Where Is the Love with the Peas with Black Eyes. You could have had Give It to Me by Timbaland the Shoe People, or 4 Minute, no, 4 Minutes by Madonna Harris and the Two Notes, or Bat Off of Hell by the Loaf of Meat. So you got 1 point there, Clive.
Madonna Harris.
Yes, Madonna Harris and the Two Notes.
Okay, how many points have I got?
After two rounds, Clive, I'll just total that up. You've got 1.5 points.
That's not
half.
That's not bad.
Not half.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy sounds of Watch With Marks. Here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Marks.
Just go for it, I suppose.
Right, okay, Clive, are you there?
Still here, having a lovely day, thanks.
Having a lovely day, are you? Have you bought anything recently, Clive?
What, in a shop?
Yeah.
I have, yeah.
No? Right, now then, round three. I want 5 songs. Clive, are you there?
I'm still here.
Right, with animals in the title.
Okay. Do you need the song and the artist?
No, just the song will do, Clive. Sorry about that. I could have got a bit loud there. I was leaning.
How many do you need?
5, Clive. Hurry up.
How much is that doggy in the window?
That's 1.
Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey.
Monkey. That's 2.
Eye of the tiger.
Tiger. That's 3.
I want to be your dog.
I want to be your... Who's that by?
Iggy Pop.
Oh, right, yes, sorry. Yep, that's 4, Clive. 1 more.
Little Donkey by Jesus.
Little Donkey, sitting in a pile of feces. Yes, you got them all, Clive.
Hooray!
And of course, you could have had Goodbye Yellow Brick Toad by Elton John. You could have had Live and Let Flies by Paul McCartney and the Wings. Or you could have had I Would Do Anything for Dove, But I Won't Do Cat by The Loaf of Meat. That would have got you 2 points, Clive.
Well, I'd managed without those, but yeah.
Yeah, you didn't think of that, did you?
No, they were good suggestions.
Okay. Yeah. Now then, we move on to round 4. Are you ready, Clive?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be, Michael.
Okay, it's the lyrics round, Clive, so it's very simple. I'm going to read you out some lyrics, and you've got to guess both the person who did them, that would be the artist, wouldn't it, Clive?
Yeah.
Yes, and the name of the song. Are you ready for your first set of lyrics, Clive?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. AOJ, word up. These motherfuckers fucking talking that comeback shit like they cooking crack shit. I ain't fronting all I want. My pocket's green like slum change. Who's that by, Clive?
Is it JZ?
It is by James Z. Yes, it says here.
Could you repeat the question?
AOJ, word up, these motherfuckers fucking talking that comeback shit like they cooking crack. Shit, I ain't fronting all I want. My pocket's green, like slum change.
That's jive talking.
It's not jive, I'm not talking turkey, Clive.
Is it, well, let's say it's 99 Problems.
I'm afraid not, it's Bring It On. So that's 1 point to you there, okay.
Yes.
Not half. All right, here's part 2 of your lyrics round. Clive, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Freedom of speech, that's some motherfucking bullshit. You say the wrong thing, they'll lock your ass up quick. The FCC says, profanity, no airplay. They can suck my dick while I take a shit all day. Who's that by, Clive?
Well, the tone of that sounds like Eminem.
I'm afraid it's not Eminem.
Oh, could you repeat the question, please, Michael?
Okay, freedom of speech, that's some motherfucking bullshit. You say the wrong thing, they'll lock your ass up quick. The FCC says, profanity, no airplay. They can suck my dick while I take a shit all day.
Sucking my dick while I take a shit.
All day. Not half.
This is. Can I ask if it's a hip hop artist?
I think he might be a pippity hop fella, Clive.
I believe the FCC is an American body to deal
with
the deals.
This man is off of America. All right.
Is it James Z again?
I'm afraid it isn't James Z. No, I'm going to have to rush you here, Clive.
Naz?
Jim Naz?
Jim Naz.
Jim Nasdicks.
Is it him?
No, I'm afraid it's Mr. Icicles T with the song Freedom of Speech.
Oh.
So I'm afraid he got nothing there.
Dash it.
Sorry about that. I got this hideous diarrhea coming out of my anus. I'd rather be reading or watch with mothers. But I've got this diarrhea. It really needs seem to. Welcome to the Watch with Mothers Media Bowl. Is that all right?
Whoa, time to kick back.
Oh, good Lord.
How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's going better than I expected to go, to be honest. I appear to have gone from being a DJ to a sort of posh bloke by accident. But I'll try and get back into the role of Mike Reed after the mediamble. What about yourself? How do you think it's going your end?
I'm enjoying it. I'm performing slightly better than I thought I would have, and it's mercifully brief, so good.
All well and good, everything's going fine. So, how have you been? I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, you were so interested in your stupid pop quiz that you didn't even ask how I am.
That's not very nice, is it? You were so uninterested in my stupid pop quiz, as you call it, that you didn't ask how I was neither.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I've had a funny old week.
Why has it been funny?
I'm not telling you. What about yourself? Have you had a good week, bad week, funny week?
It's been a bit funny old, really.
Is it? Right, well, anything happen?
I'm not telling you.
Hoisted on my own petard there, eh?
You were. Any developments in the world of Watch With Mothers we should know about?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps there's some kind of merchandising opportunity that's turned up.
Well, I wouldn't put it in such cynical marketing terms.
Sorry, I'm thinking of my own site where I'm just saying I'm being a greedy bastard selling T-shirts.
Yeah, we should probably let people know about that as well, actually. Mm.
Well, yeah, what's happened is, what we're alluding to here is that we've designed some lovely T-shirts for people to buy, haven't we?
We have, and they are available on the internet on some form of website.
Apparently so, yeah. Have you got the address of the thingy there?
Well, there are two options for you, listener. You could go to http://watchwithmothers.net and click the link there, or you could go to http://tinyurl.something.
Wum to shirts, isn't it? Wum shirts?
It's http://tinyurl.com/wum shirts.
Wum shirts. So not wum to shirts, then?
No, wum shirts.
Wum to shirts.
WWM shirts.
Wum shirt to shirt. So if you go to wum to shirts, if you type that into the internet, you'll definitely get to the T-shirt site, won't you? Wum to shirts. Yes,
that's about it. And they are lovely shirts.
They are nice shirts, yeah. And there will be some for fans of T-shirts with just writing on them. There'll be a few of those coming soon as well, won't there?
Yeah,
featuring some of our hilarious catchphrases.
People love T-shirts with just writing on. I mean, only the other day I saw a woman with a T-shirt that said, what was it, bollocks to the poll tax.
Bollocks! Bollocks to the poll tax! What's that, down with Maggie Thatcher? How old's the poll tax?
Well, it's the council tax, isn't it? It's another name for it.
So she should have had down with the council tax.
Well, yeah, but anyway, the point is there'll be words on these T-shirts, and everyone loves words.
But oh, yeah, the fine examples such as, what are we having on them?
What up?
What up? That's going to be one of them, isn't it? And, well, there's loads, ain't it? Whatever, there's going to be hundreds. Yeah, hundreds. I wouldn't go as far as say hundreds.
Living in London, I was talking to some fashionable people.
That's what London's full of.
Yeah, definitely.
We have another word for them up north, but carry on, fashionable people, fair dues.
They were all saying that looking at these T-shirts, they will probably be really in this summer.
What, really? So we've got a 3-month window to try and make as much money as possible off of Ponces down in, I mean, fashionable people down in London. And that, does that mean we're going to go live in the Caribbean come November?
You can. If you're living in the Caribbean, I'm off to Russia or somewhere.
Oh, I'm on my island with my frozen peas. Remember that?
That's a pretty song.
That's a lovely song, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's available on podcast number... to be fair, we're not good at this marketing, Lark, are we?
Absolutely horrendous. No. Is there anything you wanted to clear up now that we've embarrassed ourselves with that?
Sorry about the whole advertising thing there. I'd probably say skip that bit and just get to this bit. So, it's time for some proverbs.
Oh, I forgot about this section. I like this section.
You like this bit. Right, I've got 3 more for you this week, my friend. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, number 1, a golden key can open any door.
Again, is it a skeleton key?
No, it just says a golden key can open any door. Ooh.
No, because one of my Yale key is a golden colour. Right. It doesn't open my front door, it only opens my flat door.
Right, so that's wrong then, isn't it, really?
Yep, utterly incorrect.
Right, okay, so I mean, I put wrong. I mean, I'd add there, just try stealing the crown jewels with your golden key.
Yeah.
Yeah, see how far you get. Right, okay, number 2, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Well, I'm not very good with maths.
Well,
it's technically a cube.
That's a semi-detached.
Well, that's even worse, because then it's half a house.
Yeah, but, I mean, right, imagine, right, you built an house, yeah?
Yep.
Can you imagine that?
Well, it would take a lot of time.
Right, well, whatever, it's 6 months, whatever, however long it takes to build one of these big houses, yeah? You built it now, you're standing in front of it, can you see?
It's going to take money.
Can you see? It's going to take a whole lot of spending money, mate, but you've got that. It's November, we've been very fashionable amongst London whatever you call them, yeah?
Right.
So you're flush with T-shirt money, yeah? You've built a house with your bare hands, so it's not November, it's sometime next year. We're getting bogged down on details here, yeah?
Yeah.
You've built an house, you're in front of it, yeah? There it is. Now then, I'd like you to imagine pulling a dividing wall all the way through it.
Right, I shouldn't have done that in the opening stages.
Well, you're going to have to do it now.
Okay, I'll make it out of cardboard.
Right, okay. Have you got your division wall?
Yes, it's in.
Right, is that house still standing?
Technically.
Cannot stand my arse. That's wrong. Right, number 3. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise.
Oh, well, I've known a couple of people die in their sleep.
Right, so already we're descending into the world of wrongness again here, aren't we?
Well, it's just a simple fact.
Who's died in their sleep?
Loads of people die in their sleep.
Nobody
don't they?
Dies in their sleep. Who dies in their sleep?
People who went to sleep and then died.
Name one.
People on morphine.
Pavarotti. Did he die like that?
I don't know how he died. How
Elvis,
did he die?
Pavarotti died in the toilet.
So did Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis died in the toilet. Marilyn Monroe died in the toilet. James Not Dean died on the toilet.
No, I'm not sure about those last two.
Jim Morrison died on the toilet.
He Jimmy died Hendrix in the bath.
Died on the toilet.
He died in a rug.
Having a bath is the same as going to the toilet.
Might be in your house.
Not.
Father, is there anywhere on the internet I could go for informative television reviews?
Yes, my boy, there is. It's called Watch With Mothers. You'll find it incredibly informative, despite the fact that it's written by the mentally challenged.
Thank you, Father.
Living out, baby.
Living out, baby.
Woo, woo.
Woo, 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 woo. Okay, welcome back, Pop Pickers. We're on to round 5 of the Mike Reed's Pop Quiz. My name's Mike Reed, hello, and I'm with Clive.
Not half.
Not off. Say hello, Clive.
Hello, everybody.
Are you having a lovely day?
I'm doing all right. I'm having a good time.
Right, that's marvellous. Well, so far, Clive, just looking down the list, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.5 points. At the halfway point. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. I feel I'm on a roll. Let's get going.
Have you got diarrhea?
No, I'm fine.
Lovely. Okay, round 5, individual round, and it's about Gary Glitter.
Oh, I like Gary Glitter. He's a...
Oh, well, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Yep, leader of the pack.
Okay, question 1. What is Gary Glitter the leader of?
The pack.
He's the leader of the gang.
The gang is what I mean.
Well, you said pack.
Yeah, but you know what I meant. I know this.
Is a pack the same as a gang?
I tell you what, ask me again.
All right. Number 1, what is Gary Glitter the leader of?
He's the leader of the gang.
He's the leader of the gang. Well done, Clive. Okay. Question 2. It's a not very popular gang these days, is it?
Well, it's the 80s, so it's still quite popular.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you're right. Yes, it is. Everybody wants to be in Gary Glitter's glang.
Glangle. Yeah.
Glangle. Everybody wants to play with Gary Glitter's glangles. Let's not get into that. Question 3. All that glitters is not gold, they say. So what is Gary Glitter made off of if it's not gold?
He's made of flesh and hair.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Clive. It's all turds. So I'm afraid you got that wrong there. Okay, round 6. Are you ready, Clive?
Yep.
Name me 5 songs with food in the title.
Oh, Christ.
Foodstuffs, Clive.
How many do you want?
5.
The theme song off of Bread.
I've gotta get up, gotta get out. Something about the way the world had to. Woo! That one.
Can we give that another shot?
From the beginning?
Gotta get up, gotta get out. Grab the world by its throat and shout.
Woo woo!
Better.
I'm better at the woo-hoos there. Do you want to do that again?
Okay, let's right, full stop.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Gotta get up, gotta get out. Grab the world by its throat and shout.
Woo woo! There you go.
Right.
Right, that's 1, isn't it? The theme tune from the thing off of Bread.
There's Milk and Honey by Bread.
Okay, that's 2.
By Bread? It's by Beck.
By Beck, yeah. Bread is the name of a band.
That doesn't count.
No, you can't have the name of a brand. Band? Brand. Band.
I've got another one.
Go on.
Raspberry Beret by
She wore a raspberry beret when she came to see me yesterday.
I've got another.
Go on.
Gatto Superstar, is what you are.
That's what you are. With your lovely chocolatey German something or other's particulars.
You came from outer space. Get into my car. We will drive off far, we can rely on each other. Is that it? 4?
No, you need another one.
Can I have a think?
No, because you're just going to go onto the internet and cheat.
I swear to God I'm not doing that.
Okay, come on. I'm going to have to rush you.
Get rich or die... No, that doesn't count.
Frying?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, it's not really food, is it?
It's to do with food.
There you go. I'm afraid you've run out of time, Clive. You could have had Another One Bites the Crust by Queen, Street Fighting Ham by the Rolling Stones, or Do You Want to Know a Sherbet by the Beatles.
Hello, I am Eros Abbott from the Eros Abbott and Laughter Show. I am here to say... Listen to what you with the madness, or I will kill you. Eros Abbott. Oh my, I love a party with a happy atmosphere. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, right, Clive, we're in to the 7th and penultimate round.
Marvellous.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Am I on course to win?
You may well be.
Good.
Well, just have to see at the end. You do win something lovely at the end.
Ooh.
I'm not telling you what it is yet, obviously.
Yeah, because I haven't won it yet.
Do you see?
Yes.
Right, okay, round 7 is another lyrics round, Clive. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, lyric number 1. Well, we're at the party dancing, and you're out there having fun, and your girl is there beside you, and you feel like number 1. So get your body moving, because tonight has just begun. Oh, whoa, let it go, whoa, let it show, ah, 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 ah. Who's that by?
Big Fun.
Oh, no, it's not Big Fun.
Do we get another shot?
What, at the lyric?
No, just guessing.
No, you can, yes, yeah, carry on, Clive.
Is it R. Kelly?
R. Kelly, I'm afraid it ain't R. Kelly.
I'll give up.
It's by Eros Abbott, and it is his number 1 hit single, Atmosphere.
Oh, damn it.
So I'm afraid you didn't get that, unfortunately. So on to number 2. Are you ready, Clive?
Yes.
Now, Susie ran between them and tried to keep them apart. And Ernie, he pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and a concrete-hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust.
Would that be The Fastest Milkman in the West by Benny
Ernie,
Hill?
Ernie, The Fastest Milkman in the West by Benny Hill, yes.
Good.
I don't know, quite frankly, Clive, why I started saying it like I was Tommy Cooper at the end.
And you also named him, which kind of gave it away.
I did, yeah. That wasn't really well thought out. Anyway, let's move on. You got 2 points there, Clive.
All right, let me just scratch my balls.
All right, scratch your balls. Are you done?
Yep.
Has that problem cleared up?
It seems to have, but look, it's flaring up a bit at the moment.
All right, well, I'll send you some grease. Okay, round 8. It's your specialist round, Clive. What's your specialist subject?
You tell me. Do I really...
It's Carly Simon.
Marvellous.
Hey, everybody loves Carly Simon, don't they, Clive?
Well, I think pretty much everybody, yeah.
Okay. Well, are you ready for this then, Clive?
I'm always ready for Carly.
Okay, question number 1. I, Mike Reed, love Carly Simon more than you, Clive, do. Is this true or false?
Incorrect.
Ooh, I'm afraid it's true, Clive.
Well,
you get nothing for that.
It's debatable, Michael.
Well, sorry, Clive. The answers are down here. I don't make the rules. Right, question 2. If Crazed Killer, who's never killed anyone, Barry George, turned up at Carly's door armed with a gun, would he have shot her like what he didn't do, Jill Dando?
It's tough. So you're saying Barry George?
Yes.
Having already been in trouble for that sort of thing.
Having already not killed anybody, let's make that plain.
You're saying he'd be coming around again?
To Carly's door as opposed to Jill Dando's door, which he didn't go to. Do you remember? Let's be clear about that.
And I would say he would not.
Well, yes, you are correct, Clive. The answer is no. Because Carly would have sung Barry a medley of her greatest hits, thus mesmerising the maniac who hasn't done anything until the police arrive to not arrest him.
Excellent.
So you've got a point for that, Clive. Okay, question number 3. Carly has 2 boobies, the left and the right. Given that Paul McCartney's left-handed, which of Carly's boobs would he make a grab for if they were in a bedroom situation?
That's a toughie. Okay, I would say he'd go for the bunch. He'd try and bunch them both in his left paw.
So he'd get his left paw underneath the left... Let me just... Right, there we go. He'd get his left paw underneath her right boob, and then he'd use his fingers on the side. He'd then use his palm to push the boob along into the right boob, the left boob. Yes. Then he'd pull his thumb round, he'd try and winch it up the other side of the left boob. Are you with me, Clive?
Yeah, but you've got the process wrong.
And he'd pull the buggers together, would he?
No, he wouldn't. He'd form, if you put your left hand in front of you and make a kind of V shape.
Yeah, that's what I was just doing, Clive.
Okay, well, the fingers would slide under the left simultaneously as the thumb scoops her left boob.
Right.
And then
I've
it
got
just
that boob in my hand, Clive.
It bunched them that way.
Right, so he'd do it as it was. He'd push it into the right, then swivel his thumb round, grab hold of the right, push the two together to form a uniboob.
Yes, forming a uniboob with two teatlets.
Lovely. Well, I'm afraid to say, Clive, that he would in fact use the right hand, because he'd be using his left one to shield the record player from Carly's attempts to turn off Band on the Run.
I have a feeling he might be doing something else with his left
hand.
Well,
he could. Now you've said he might be forming a uniboob, I'm inclined to agree with you. I'm going to give you a point there, Clive.
Excellent.
Okay, question four. If Carly was in the Spice Girls, what Spice Girl would she be, Clive?
Carly in the Spice Girls?
I know, it's ridiculous.
But for the sake of the question, hypothetically speaking, she would be Vain Spice.
Veins. Veins Spice. Like old blue veins.
Varicose Veins Spice.
Varicose Veins Spice. Well, you're close there, Clive, because in fact, she'd be Spice Knackers. So, you got nothing there, I'm afraid. Are you ready for your final question in Mike Reed's pub quiz? Pop quiz, not pub quiz, pop quiz.
Is it another specialist subject question?
It is. It's your final Carly Simon question. It's the final question of the quiz, Clive. Are you ready?
Yes, far away, yes.
Okay, Carly's had many hit singles during the course of her career.
True.
That is true, but where do turds come off of a dog?
Is it off of their arses?
Off of its anus, Clive. Hey! There you go. That's the end of the quiz. I'll just tot your things up. 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We'll add those to the 8.5 that you got at the end of the last round. So that's 8 plus 11 is, hold on, 8 plus 11.5 is 11 plus 8 is that's 19 plus 1/2. That's 19.5 points, Clive.
Hey.
Hey. Could you add a round of applause there?
Yeah, just take that as given. You don't have to
like
do that,
Clive.
You don't have to do that because I will have done it already.
Right. Okay. You won. Are you happy with that?
Well, if there's a prize, I'm happy.
Oh no, there's no prize, Clive.
I thought you said there was a prize.
No.
So I've just
prove it.
Prove what?
Prove it.
That you said that.
Prove it.
It's recorded.
Do you see? Prove it.
Well, that was an experience.
Did you enjoy that?
More than the other quizzes we've done, actually.
What, even Lucky Ladders?
A little bit more than that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, fair. It was actually quite a good quiz, I thought. Hats off to Mike Reed.
Yeah, he pulled one out of the bag there.
Yeah, I think a special thank you from the Mother Watch. What are we? What is this?
I can't remember.
Anyway.
Touch the mothers.
Watch with mothers. What?
Touch your mothers.
Touch your mother. Anyway. Well, I've enjoyed myself. Again, I'd like to apologise personally that we haven't been around for a while. We've had work. We've had internet problems. We've had all manner of gubbins got in the way. But we are back now, aren't we? We're back for good.
Yeah, we're back on track. I think we'll certainly be back next week and the week after that. Can't really, you know, truthfully, we can't guarantee that. But it is free, so
we're back for good, and that's a cast iron guarantee.
Yeah, like take that. We're like back for good.
We're back for good. Just like take that. So if you imagine I'm the attractive one off of take that. Is it Donny?
Barry.
Donny.
Oh, I'll be Barry.
You be Barry, I'm Donny, we're off of Take That, and I think we both had a lovely day.
Yes, thank you and good night.
I've lost my train of thought.
Cheerio.
Bye.